Money Radio, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. Always a pleasure to get together with Jim Clark, Chief Executive Officer of Republic Monetary Exchange. Republic Monetary Exchange is a nationwide dealer in physical precious metals investments, and they're based right here in Phoenix, Arizona. Jim Clark has been trading precious metals in pretty much every type of market since the early 70s and is a nationally recognized authority on the precious metals markets. Now, to find out more, visit the website RME Gold. That's RME Gold for Republic Monetary Exchange. You can also call 602-955-6500. 602-955-6500. Maybe even stop by over at 40th Street and Camelback. Jim, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, Sinclair. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and a lot going on this week, and it seems like that's been the rule of thumb for the last few months. One of the things that is really catching my attention is the volatility in gold, which we've not seen. We've been basically a steady move to the downside for the last 3 years, but in the last couple of weeks, we've seen indications, which I think is a change of direction, which typically, that's what volatility is a signal of. And it broke the $1,200 level, which surprised me, went all the way down to 1130, ran all the way back up to over 1190, pulled back to 1140, and it's been trading between 1180 and just over 1200 just this week alone. So I suspect that we've hit bottom, and it will just take a few more of the news items that we've been seeing in the last few days, especially with regard to the Japanese yen and what's going on there. If you look at the chart on it, less than a year ago, it was 80 yen to the dollar. Now it's 118, 119 yen to the dollar. I suspect Japan is looking at hyperinflation in the not-too-distant future.
Well, we talk frequently about the correlation between the dollar and gold. A strong dollar really isn't that strong. It's just that the Japanese yen is weak. The euro is weak. It's not that the dollar is so strong.
And that's exactly right. But what is going on, it's not even going to be tied so much to the dollar anymore, because we know in Japan they're acquiring gold like there's no tomorrow. We know what's going on in Russia because the Russian ruble is collapsing. And we know in parts of Europe, and in one place in particular, Switzerland, we know that they're accumulating. And I'm talking about the individual citizens, just, you know, picking up a few ounces here and there. But if you multiply that over millions and millions of people throughout the world, there's going to be an acute shortage of gold. It won't even matter what the price is. It's going to be what is the availability. And we're already seeing that in the silver market. The U.S. Mint that distributes the silver eagles have run out. Silver is known as the poor man's gold. So we know it's already spilled over in the silver market. Same thing's going on in Canada. The Canadian silver maple leaves, which are readily available, won't be available till probably late December, early January when the new issue comes out, but they've completely sold out. So when we see that in the silver market, it should be an indication here that if gold is being acquired around the world by individual citizens as a hedge against inflation of their own currency, and arguably we're in that with at least those four parts of the world that the people there are concerned about the medium of exchange, the notes that they pass around, their own currency. They're unloading that as fast as they can and acquiring gold. And, of course, we know in India that's just a way of life and has been for generations.
They can't get it in India, though. They're smuggling gold into India because they can't buy it in India.
Well, they can. In fact, I had a very prominent doctor come into my office last week and talk about that. How can he buy a vast amount of gold here? And big, big amounts. I said, what is your purpose? What is your, and whenever we're working with a portfolio, we like to know what is their objective. And his sole objective was he wanted to get the gold to his family and family members in India. And I said, well, you're going to have a problem with that just getting through customs.
Yeah.
But that's the mentality, is that they realize that the Indian currency is having its problems, and they're wanting to unload those and go to gold.
And so, Jim, at the prices that we're seeing, we're really right around production cost.
Well, we're below production cost by at least $100 an ounce. And if you take all of the factors that are involved that we just talked about, the very least gold should be is $1,275 to $1,300 an ounce. But if there's a stampede to get gold in any form, then the lid is wide open.
And it can change very quickly. That volatility that we've seen recently can explode to the upside. We've seen it before.
Well, sure, and we've seen days where the dollar is strong and gold up $15, $20, maybe even $30 an ounce in the last few weeks. So it's chasing gold in other currencies and making the availability less and less. And I think that's ultimately what we're going to see in these markets is that forget the price, it's the availability. Forget the price of silver if you can't get it, especially whether it's silver eagles or silver maple leaves. It's great to have a low silver price, but if you can't get the product, what difference does it make? And it's the same thing in my example in India, that if you can't get it, what difference does it make what the price is if you can't get it into the country?
You actually have physical precious metals at your offices over on 40th and Camelback.
We do, and that's our business, is the actual physical gold in your hand, walk out with it, have it shipped to you, not a paper contract, not a promise to pay gold at a future date, not a futures contract that is all paper participation. And you recognized last week that the amount of paper gold traded on any given day versus the actual physical gold is about 1,000 to 1. So it's a big crapshoot out there in the paper market, and the physical market is where we zero in on and recommend our clients do the same thing.
Find out more, 602-955-6500. That's 602-955-6500. RMEgold.com is the website, or 602-955-6500, and schedule an appointment to visit over at 4040 East Camelback Road, Republic Monetary Exchange. Jim Clark, always good information. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.